Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To going to Ireland with tens of thousands of Pittsburgh Steelers fans with a big game on Sunday at Croke Park Stadium against the Minnesota Vikings. And right now, a man who's been there many, many times and was the right-hand man of the late Ambassador Dan Rooney when he was in Dublin, his son Jim, who also well-known for the book he wrote about his dad, A Different Way to Win. Jim Rooney, good morning.
Larry, good morning. You're going to make me cry starting off with Danny Boy.
I know. It affects people emotionally in a lot of ways, but I'll tell you what, I think of your dad a lot and what Ireland meant to him and as the ambassador, and you were there for much of his stint. What an incredible connection for this game, for the Steelers fans, and for everybody involved. It's going to be a blast.
Well, we actually have to go past my father about 1,000 years. So in 795 AD, the Vikings invaded Dublin, and it was an Irish king named Mac Runahan, which is the Gaelic name for Rooney, who fought back the Vikings then, and I think we have to uphold that legacy over 1,000 years later this weekend.
Oh, that's tremendous history. Paul, you love that.
I absolutely love that. Let that be a lesson to the Nordic types, right?
Exactly.
Well, that said,
my wife is one of them, so I got to be careful here.
Oh, you were just there. This city, Dublin, is really anticipating this for a long time. Very excited to be the site for this game, right?
It's like I have had more requests for tickets for this game than our last Super Bowls. The love, the excitement. I've never seen it. And I did all the advance work in 1996. I guess it was the summer of 97 when we played there, and it was a fun trip, and I enjoyed that. But it was nothing. We were hustling to try and get people in the stands. And this is the biggest thing to happen in Dublin. I mean, it's massive. It's like the draft is going to be here in Pittsburgh.
And I'm thinking to myself, for fans who are going for the first time, what's kind of your cheat code to enjoy Dublin while they're there?
Well, I mean, you know, the tours of Dublin, which a lot of them include Viking ruins and you know, the Viking invasion, but there's a couple of really good tours of the history, you know, the ancient history that I talked about, going to Trinity College, the Book of Kells, seeing some of the great writers, you know, the great poet Seamus Heaney, you know, obviously so many of these amazing writers, Oscar Wilde, who all hung out in and around Trinity College, Dublin. So I think those are some good things to do. And then the Steelers have some really fun things. So we're going to be taking over a bar called Fitzsimmons Pub in the Temple Bar section of the town. And then in Marion Square, I think it's starting on Thursday, we have a tailgate going every day until Sunday morning. So there's going to be a lot of traditional Irish things to do, as well as some fun Steeler activities.
Not too long ago, Jim, on the program this morning, Larry mentioned that you have just returned from Ireland, and I'm curious to know if you're going back for the game.
I am not.
What?
So I have many, many family members that are going to be here, but I have to be in town. I have a meeting in New York City, which everyone said you could have made, but I didn't trust it on Monday that I have to be at.
Wow. I'm curious, how many Arts and Dans in your family? Have you ever counted?
Well, there's just as many Jims, you know. So Art, Dan, and Jim were the chief and his two brothers. Their grandparents were either named Dan, Art, or Jim. And Jim Rooney, as I tell them all, as I remind them, was the first Rooney to leave Ireland and was who the original Steeler team was named after. So there's a lot of those three names.
I can't imagine what your mom and dad would have been thinking about this trip, you know, because your dad hosted while he was ambassador games on the grounds, right, at the ambassador residence.
Right. The 4th of July game was just such, it was a flag football game, and it was tremendous. And, you know, mainly it was played by the Marines who were serving, and at the center of the field, he had the seal of the United States of America. And we're going to replicate that. We're going to do several flag football games, including in Northern Ireland. So on Friday, my brother Art and my nephew Dan are doing a quick swing through Belfast and Newry, the town where the Rooneys are from. And they're doing a kicking clinic, a couple flag football clinics. And then they're going to do some work with the American Ireland Fund. They're going to visit a school that the Ireland Funds, which is the organization my father started to help bring peace, culture, and charity support to Ireland. They're doing a major visit in the north on Friday.
Jim, what's the mood in Dublin? What's the atmosphere that you left behind?
It's as excited as I said as I've ever seen. I mean, it's like the Super Bowl, and you know, I mean, everyone is fired up. The NFL, I have to give the NFL credit. I mean, you know, it's important from a Steelers standpoint, but the NFL has really made it look first class. It's professional. You see all over the place. You can see all kinds of fun and exciting sort of signage, and the community has bought in a way that you know, again, as I said, 20, 30 years ago, we just didn't get this type of buy-in, and it's so fun to see them this excited about Pittsburgh, about the NFL, about American football.
Are they aware, Jim, of the close connection? We have so many Irish connections here in southwestern Pennsylvania. So when people go to Dublin that are going for the first time, they're going to be very welcomed by the natives, correct?
Well, to be fair, the Irish are some of the most kind and welcoming people I've ever been. I've had the chance to travel all over the world, and there's wonderful people everywhere, and I've seen terrible towels everywhere in the world. But, you know, I have to say that I've never seen the Irish treat anyone with anything but the biggest welcome, and, you know, offering them a pint of Guinness and having them, you know, if you say I don't have a place to stay, they'll have you stay at their home. So they're welcoming to everyone. But I think the years of the Pittsburgh connection has been strong, and people will feel a kind of special gleam in the eye, as they say, when they tell someone they're from Pittsburgh over there.
And the game airs Sunday here at 9:30 in the morning, 2:30 local time in Dublin. Steelers, Vikings, very excited. Jim, appreciate your time this morning. We'll catch up and enjoy the game, and tens of thousands of Pittsburghers are going to enjoy Ireland.
When are you headed over, Larry?
Tomorrow after the show.
All right. Well, you have a good, safe trip, and call us a winner.
I'm excited about the opportunity. It's a chance of a lifetime, and we're going to make the most of it. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
Jim Rooney, son of the late, great Ambassador Rooney of Ireland, and his Different Way to Win book is in an audio form now. It's really enjoyable.
The story about his ancestors driving away the Vikings is a classic.
That?
It's an absolute classic.
Every Tuesday at this time, we check in with another medical professional brought to you by Independence Health System Expert Care here. And this morning, we have with us Dr. Meninder Bedi, who is the medical director of cardiac electrophysiology at Butler Memorial Hospital. I think I got that right, Doc. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So on our live stream, you can see the good doctor at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. And don't forget our YouTube page as well. Doc, such an important subject to talk about, the heart. So many people, as you are acutely aware, have issues or family members. So let's start by talking about AFib. We hear about AFib all the time. What is AFib?
That's an interesting question. Atrial fibrillation is an irregular heartbeat. Most commonly, they're categorized as arrhythmias, which are electrical disturbances of the heart. But what happens in atrial fibrillation is you have an irregular heartbeat, which can cause you to have shorts of breath, palpitations, history of, you can have heart failure, you can have strokes from this. Almost 20 to 40% of people who have atrial fibrillation can have these problems. So it's so because of the electrical activity of the heart, which gets very chaotic, you can develop all these symptoms and palpitations, and you can, and that basically, in short, what atrial fibrillation is, it's an irregular heartbeat, which comes from the top chambers of your heart.
And how would I know I'm having AFib? Would I feel a fluttering, or how would it present?
So atrial fibrillation is very interesting. It can present in many ways. The commonest is when people feel that their hearts are racing. They complain of shorts of breath. They complain of tiredness, or they develop something called congestive heart failure. A lot of times they'll just present with a stroke. Many times they don't even know if they're having atrial fibrillation, and that's the problem we face with atrial fibrillation, is almost 20 to 30% of people will not even know they're having atrial fibrillation. So that's where we face a dilemma, and the patients need to, people need to, you know, regularly check up with their physician to make sure they're not having atrial fibrillation.
Is there a testing that you should do maybe annually to check on that? Is there a way to get those early risk factors identified?
So the risk factors for atrial fibrillation are, you know, commonly are diabetes, heart failure, you know, coronary artery disease. If you have, age is obviously the biggest risk factor. For every decade of life you live, the incidence of atrial fibrillation goes up by 2 to 5%. So if you have heart failure, diabetes, you know, if you have coronary artery disease, your risk is very high. So I think the people have to have regular checkups with their physicians. A lot of times we can find atrial fibrillation by just doing a simple EKG in the doctor's office. If people complain of symptoms, we can do a long-term heart monitor they wear for a week or two to find out if they have atrial fibrillation. But the key is that we have to find atrial fibrillation. The earlier we find it, the better.
What's the difference between a heart attack and AFib?
In simplistic terms, a heart attack is when you have a blockage in your arteries and you may require a stent or medications.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Atrial fibrillation is electrical abnormality. So I'm a cardiac electrophysiologist, and the interventional cardiologists deal with heart attacks. So I'm the electrician of the heart, and I call the interventional cardiologists the plumbers. So AFib is more of an electrical problem than a plumbing problem.
Boy, that's well said. And you know what? Even a guy like me can understand that. That's outstanding. So what are some of the latest advancements in AFib treatment and management?
So the key for atrial fibrillation, number one is to prevent strokes and congestive heart failure. So the number one key is to start people on blood thinners as soon as possible, depending on their risk factors. But in the last, traditionally, we have used medicines to cure atrial fibrillation. But over the last 5 to 10 years, we've had significant breakthroughs in technology. A procedure called an ablation has become very popular. Traditionally, we used heat or cold to ablate atrial fibrillation. In the last year, we've had a new technology called pulse field ablation, which is a newer technology, which is much safer. And also the success rate is much better than curing people with atrial fibrillation. So it's a procedure called an ablation when we go into the heart and we try to electrically depolarize the cells in the back wall of your heart to prevent you from having atrial fibrillation.
And the success rate is very good, I hear, and it's non-invasive in the sense you're not getting cut in the chest.
Oh, yeah, you're not getting cut in the chest, but I would call it minimally invasive because we do go through the leg. We make two tiny puncture holes in the leg and then go into the heart through that with tiny catheters, and then we do this ablation. Usually, the procedure is under an hour, and our patients all go home in 4 to 6 hours.
Great information, Doc. Appreciate the time this morning. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Have
right.
a good day.
You too. The medical director of cardiac electrophysiology at Butler Memorial Hospital, Dr. Maninder Bedi, and really important information too. And brought to you by Independence Health System, expert care. Rarely addressed in this city yet. Human trafficking occurs. At a critical time to spot and stop human trafficking, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is trying to get the word out. Erica Reed is the acting section chief at the Center for Countering Human Trafficking. Erica, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. I think you understand and know what I mean when I say it's not a subject people want to talk about. They say it's not happening here. Is it?
Yeah, it's happening everywhere. I think that is one of the myths that we always want to put out there and dispel is that human trafficking happens across the country, across the world. So we want to make sure people understand that human trafficking doesn't have a particular place or it's the crime that's happening in just one particular area.
And one of the concerns, and this coming from the Department of Homeland Security, is kids back in school. Parents, teachers, coaches, other adults who work closely with kids, what are some of the warning signs that we all should be looking for?
Some of the indicators that I can provide today are, for example, bruising. And I'm not talking about those kids that play sports or anything like that, but you notice that there are new bruisings on them. Or maybe they have a new tattoo, and it's not a coming-of-age tattoo or a best friend tattoo, but you see, like, matching tattoos, and sometimes traffickers can use that to identify what they consider as their property. Some other ones could be recent change in behavior. Maybe they're a little bit more secretive, and not like a teenager, but a little bit more secretive in a different way. Maybe their grades have changed. Those are just some things to look out for. Maybe they were outgoing at one point, and they're not as outgoing now. Some of the other indicators that we kind of dismiss are large amounts of money or expensive items. Those also can be indicators of human trafficking as well.
So a parent might ask, boy, that's hard to separate from some of the process of going through preteen years, and, you know, it's hard to sort what's normal transition and what's not.
That is true. I think when it comes to human trafficking and it comes to the indicators, usually if you see one indicator, you're going to start to see multiple ones as well.
And when you say trafficking, if somebody, I think a lot of people think kidnapping, but that's the end result in some cases. But how are they being groomed otherwise?
Well, what we do is when we go out and we dispel those myths about what human trafficking is. So I had the opportunity to go to a high school and I asked the same question of what is human trafficking? And they say creepy white van, which, of course, is kidnapping. And so we were able to dispel the myth with the young people to say that trafficking doesn't have to be kidnapping. You can be trafficked by someone you know. You can be trafficked by a parent, by other peers as well. And we've heard cases where younger people were trafficked and they went home every day. So we want to dispel the myth that it has to be only a stranger to be the trafficker.
That actually is, for many people, I'm sure, more alarming to hear.
Yeah, yeah. Some other myths are that it's only an adult male and the victim is a person that's a younger woman. We know that there are men and boys who are trafficked as well. And some of the culprits can be anybody.
How can communities or schools bring this awareness to the students, too? I mean, you should talk to your kids about it, right? What do you tell them?
Absolutely. First thing first is I think parents and even adults working with youth, they should learn the signs. They can go to our website at dhs.gov/bluecampaign and learn about human trafficking, dispel some of those myths, and we have free materials that they can also share with their schools. Post some of our posters up. Everything we have is free. We also do free trainings as well for parents, guardians, adults working with youth, and even our younger people as well. And then know how to report it. They can go to our website and learn how to report possible cases of human trafficking too.
Erica, before you go, what kind of approaches would be common for traffickers when reaching out to school-age children?
Here's a few I can give you. I would say fake job offers. I always tell children if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Violence. We know violence is one. We hear about it a lot in Hollywood when they're promoting movies. That's one tactic. Manipulation, psychological manipulation is another one. And then some of the ones that we dismiss is peer-to-peer recruitment. A lot of times those that are victimized by the crime are charged or made to also recruit others to be victimized as well. Online, they can meet them online. I think any place that you can communicate is another space for a trafficker to be. And then also we have to think, when we think about online, we have to think about gaming. Gaming sites as well. Those are also other spots where traffickers target.
A lot of important information, and for parents, stay in tune with the kids. Erica, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Erica Reed is the acting section chief, the Center for Countering Human Trafficking with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security.
Advise pregnant women not to take Tylenol on Monday.
Been used for decades. In terms of alternatives during pregnancy, there really is no good alternative for pain and fever.
So, a lot of parents saying, what do we do? Once again, there's a lot of gray area, and the best advice we've been given to give you is speak with your physician that you trust.
You bet. The definitive link unproven, Larry. Several researchers have done studies investigating the possible association, but again, no definitive link has been proven at this point.
From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live!
ABC reinstating that show tonight after they suspended it due to Kimmel's incorrect comments about the man charged in the shooting death of Charlie Kirk.
You know what? Dr. Robert Thompson, who's a expert in culture, is going to join us right after the news here at 8.
He has a really killer observation about this whole thing, doesn't he?
He does. He basically said that ABC/Disney, that owns ABC, managed to upset everybody. The people that were happy Jimmy Kimmel got temporarily suspended, or indefinitely was the term at the time, and then a bunch of people canceled their Disney, Hulu, and ESPN subscriptions in protest, and then they're bringing them back, and people that were happy that he was gone are now unhappy too. So who's happy?
And by the way, the controversy's not quite over, because an entire broadcast group, Sinclair's stations, their ABC affiliates, will not run Kimmel. They're still in talks with the network about all of that. So, hey, Pitt's retiring Aaron Donald's jersey during the Notre Dame game on November 15th.
Well-deserved. This guy, I'll tell you what, he was an underdog, believe it or not. Coming out of Penn Hills, they said he's too small to play in college. Coming out of Pitt, they said he's too small to play in the pros. Well, ask him to show you his Super Bowl ring and his multiple Defensive Player of the Year trophies.
Well, like Bronco Nagurski and Outland trophies won when he was playing for the Panthers, and also an 8-time All-Pro.
Other than that, guess who? Aaron Donald, November 15th, make it official. And they're having their Hall of Fame dinner this Friday night. And he's been a big part of helping contribute back to Pitt. So salute to Aaron Donald and his family.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.